Welcome to Why I'm Voting, a production of iHeartRadio. Listen, you already know this, but it's an election year. You might already be tired of hearing about it, but here's the thing. Democracy doesn't work without you. I'm Holly Fry, and I'm sitting down with many of my fellow podcasters, from Will Ferrell to Stephanie Ruhle, as well as other luminaries, to find out about their relationships with the ballot box, and ultimately, just to find out why they vote. I hope you're exercising your right to vote. And if you're not, I hope that their stories inspire you. Today, I am a very lucky person because I am joined by Tom Colicchio, who you know. He is a chef and a TV personality. You have seen him on shows like Top Chef. And he is also currently hosting a podcast called Citizen Chef, which deals with food and where it comes from, the politics that shape that entire system. So he is an absolutely perfect guest to join us on Why I'm Voting. Tom, thank you so much for being here.
Sure, thank you.
My first question out of the gate is, do you recall when, probably as a kid, you realized that the job of government was something that also included a responsibility for you as a citizen?
Absolutely. My father was a union organizer. He was the president of his PBA. He was a corrections officer in a county jail, and he was the president of his PBA. I remember him campaigning for people who were running for sheriff's department, mayoral races in Elizabeth, New Jersey, where I grew up. And so he was very active in organizing around politics. And so at a very young age, I sort of was taught that voting was important. And so my first election was 1980. I remember my father watched a lot of news, and I remember sitting there watching the news, and Reagan was on, and I said, well, this guy sounds okay. And my father just kind of snapped. My father never snapped. He was like, don't you go for this. This is your first election. We're Democrats. We don't, you know, we're not going to vote for this guy. And so that memory is seared into my brain. I think right now in our house, and I have two non-voting children that are 9 and 10, soon to be 11, and a 27-year-old, and they're pretty clear where we stand.
I love it. Indoctrination from the beginning. You have to vote. So does that mean that you were registered right away as soon as you could be at 18?
Yes. I think I voted in that election, and I've been voting ever since. I don't think I've missed an election. Now, I may have missed some primaries along the way, although I don't miss them anymore. I may have missed some, you know, other local votes and stuff, but I don't anymore. In fact, I actually changed my registration address. I live in Brooklyn, but I also have a house in Matatuck, New York, in a small little town out in Long Island. And so I actually changed my registration to out here, where my vote counts a little more than in Brooklyn.
I love it. You mentioned that you definitely keep up with local elections, and particularly because of the nature of the show that you're working on, I imagine some of those offices are extremely impactful from your point of view in terms of like the food supply.
Sure.
What do you do to research those people and make sure that the candidates that you want to vote for are upholding the ideals that you want to share and keep going in the government?
Well, I ask the questions, but even for those that I don't vote on, for those that I support, I mean, Antonio Delgado was running in New York. I think it was 19, maybe in upstate New York. And I was at a fundraiser for him. And I asked those questions, and I didn't know him at the time. And, you know, the one question I asked him was what committees would he like to be on? And he actually mentioned ag. And I said, so why ag? He, you know, gave me a great answer. So it's not just researching the people that I can vote for, but it's also researching people that I'll support, either with just social media support or with financial support as well. So I think, you know, for me, it's important to know where they stand.
When there's an election coming up where maybe people think that the outcome is a foregone conclusion, why would you say it's still important to vote in those?
Oh, it's not a foregone conclusion. Nothing is. Listen, this race is going to tighten up like most races do. I think at this stage of the game, Dukakis was up by like 14, 15 points. It's never over till it's over. Although the national polls were dead on in the last presidential election. Most people don't seem to realize that. The national polls were dead on. Some of those state by state polls can change pretty quickly. And we saw that, you know, in some cases, 40,000 votes made a difference. I think a total of 70,000 votes made a difference. And so, yeah, votes are important. And, you know, staying home and not voting is essentially the same thing as voting for the other candidate. So, you know, if you're a Democrat and you just were a Bernie Sanders supporter and you decide that, well, you know, he didn't get in, so I'm just going to protest that, you're voting for Trump. There's no doubt about that. And so this election, no one can stay home, and we need to get people out. You know, right now, I would say not only do you need to register, you need to register to vote via mail right now if you can.
Now, prior to this unique moment in time where we are all theoretically staying home as much as possible, did you tend to vote on election day? Were you an early voter? Did you already do mail-in? What was your usual setup?
I used to vote day of. Nowadays, I'm voting early. You know, up until this past midterm, New York didn't have early voting, so I couldn't vote early. When I first started voting, I voted in New Jersey, where I grew up, but I would vote the day of. But now, last election, I voted early, and I think some of the local elections, I actually voted by mail.
Since you vote usually ahead of time, I'm wondering if on election day, you have any rituals as you watch the poll numbers come in, do you do that with friends? Do you like to be alone? Do you wear lucky socks? What is election day like for you?
I don't wear lucky socks. But, you know, I don't have a ritual, although I do watch it religiously. Last presidential election, I actually spent at the Javits Center. I was kind of in an inner circle. I was a surrogate for the campaign. I know for both of the elections, presidential elections prior to that, I actually watched them in my restaurant and had a group of people, and that was really exciting. But no, I don't. But I'm typically glued to MSNBC watching the election returns.
So you mentioned that you have two kids that are not yet voting age. If they start to get up towards 18, or even if they have passed that age and they're a little bit cavalier or maybe lackadaisical and not all that interested in using their voice to vote, what would you tell them to make sure they get their butts to the polls?
It's a hypothetical that I hope I don't have to deal with, because I believe that, I mean, again, we have these conversations about the importance of voting. My wife especially, she believes in being very direct and having these conversations at a very young age. And so our children know where we stand. They know the importance of voting, something that we talk about. So I'm hoping when they're 18 that they're going to be, you know, chomping at the bit to sign up. And if they don't, I will drag them down there and make them sign up. My eldest son, same thing. When he was 18, he signed up, and he's very active and follows the issues pretty closely. So listen, I think if you grow up in a household that cares about the process, and we don't take a cynical approach that it's all BS. I actually, you know, happen to know a lot of politicians, and most that I know are there for the right reasons. And on both sides of the aisle, they are there for the right reasons. They are there because they do care about the process. They care about helping people. Most are there because they're there because they want to do some good in the world.
If only we could get you to drag everybody who doesn't want to use their right to vote to the polls or to get their registration done. I hope that makes very clear to anyone listening who is maybe on the fence about doing their civic duty that it is that important that Tom Colicchio would drag them to the polls.
It's great to be patriotic on you know, Labor Day and 4th of July and all that stuff, and to, you know, put the flag out and to, you know, do whatever you do to celebrate that and feel good. But really, the most patriotic thing that you can do is vote. You know, it's really special. And when you see elections, whether they're happening in places like Iran and even in Iraq, where people go and are really, you know, putting their lives at risk for actually voting at times, it's important. When you look at with the suffragettes, how to go through to actually get the right for women to vote, and then you're just going to kind of ignore that and go, well, it's not that important, or it really doesn't matter. You know, I think that you're not quite understanding what it takes to, you know, what it means to be an American, and that's what it means. And I would go a step further. I would say, you know, before voting, get out there and go to a rally. You know, if you get invited to a fundraiser, you don't have to spend money, but you can go and listen to someone. I want to hear what a candidate has to say. You know, the process of watching someone run, watching someone raise money, watching someone get out there and put themselves out there is kind of, you know, really humbling. Not only getting out and voting, I think, is really important, but really getting informed. And right now, with social media, it's very easy. If there's someone that you want to follow, you can amplify their voice by retweeting. You can engage with them as well if you want. Being active in the process, not being active in politics, but being active in the process is our duty, and That's why I vote.
I love it. Thank you so much, Tom, for taking this time with us today. If anybody wants to follow you, where should they do that?
They could follow me at Twitter, I think at Tom Colicchio or T. Colicchio, also on Instagram. And you can also subscribe to Citizen Chef Podcast at iHeartRadio.
I hope everyone does, because it's a really good show. Tom, thank you again so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Hey, are you not registered to vote yet, but you think it's something you want to do? You may still have time. Voter registration deadlines vary by state, so to find out the scoop for where you are, check out a nonpartisan registration voting site like headcount.org or fairvote.org. Why I'm Voting is an iHeartRadio production. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you listen to your favorite shows.